I will open the Joint Committee of Ways and Means for July 6, 2017. We have three items on the agenda. They are all relative to conflict amendments. We will go to the first item, SB 693B, Senator Hansel.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 693 eliminates probationary driving permits, standardizes requirements for hardship permits, and eliminates driving privileges suspensions for certain criminal offenses. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means previously approved the bill and has passed the Senate. The Dash 5 amendment resolves conflicts with Senate Bill 754. I recommend Senate Bill 693 be amended by the Dash B5 conflict amendment and be reported out, do pass as amended.
Discussion of the motion before the committee. Any objection to the motion before the committee? Seeing none, motion carries. Close that work session, open work session. HB 2191 relating to business entities. Representative Hovey.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2191 authorizes the Secretary of State to investigate alleged or potential violations of business registration statutes and to require business entities to provide a list of shareholders and respond to questions relating to potential violations of business registration law. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means previously approved this bill and it has passed the House. The B-11 amendment resolves conflicts with House Bill 2610. That bill, which has been enacted into law, updated the process for electronic transmission and signature of corporate notices and documents. In that process, House Bill 2610 amended two ORS sections that House Bill 2191 also amends. The conflict amendments insert the new HB House Bill 2610 language into House Bill 2191. I recommend the House Bill 2191 be amended by the B-11 conflict amendments and be reported out, do pass as amended.
Okay. Discussion of the motion before the committee. Any objection to the motion before the committee? Seeing none, motion carries. Close that work session, open a work session. HB 3359, Representative Rayfield.
House Bill 3359 includes several requirements related to safety, quality, training, licensing, and staffing of regional care facilities, long-term care facilities, and adult foster homes licensed by the Department of Human Services. Joint Committee on Ways and Means previously approved this bill, and it has passed the House. The Dash B-11 amendment resolved conflicts with House Bill 2684 and Senate Bill 58 by aligning language related to residential care facilities and residential facility ombudsman. I recommend House Bill 3359 be amended by the Dash B-11 conflict amendment and be reported out. Do pass as amended.
Discussion. For the record, I might note that one of the interests that has been following this bill has sent their newest representative here in the room, and their older representatives are somewhere else.
Should we have Mr. Madden come down and testify on the B-11?
No.
That's fine. I gave him enough grief already. And I was actually giving a different person brief. Any additional discussion? Any objection to the motion before the committee? Please note Representative Smith. Representative McLean on this bill, it's a conflict amendment. Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay. And Representative Smith, are you not okay?
I'm a no vote.
Okay. Please note that there is one no vote. Motion carries. That closes the work session. Yes.
Mr. Co-Chair, I'm seeking permission to allow Representative McLean to vote on Senate Bill 693 and House Bill 2191.
Okay. Without objection, Representative McLean, how do you vote on SB 693B?
Yes.
Okay. For the record. And Representative McLean, how do you vote on 2191B?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Please record that for the record. Are there any other changes? Anything else for the good of the order? With that, hopefully this is the last Ways and Means Committee for our session.